Steve Gruber is America's voice.
I don't practice Santeria. I ain't got no crystal ball.
With the rash of mass shootings here in recent weeks, gun control has made its way to the forefront again of the conversation. Democrats like Beto O'Rourke say it's time to confiscate AR-15s. Joe Biden and others say it's time for a universal background check. In fact, Joe Biden said guns with the ability to hold extra bullets should be outlawed. I guess he's against all semi-automatic weapons. Former Congressman Bob Barr of Georgia joining me here. He represented the 7th District of Georgia in the U.S. House of Representatives from 1995 until 2003. He practices law in Atlanta now. Welcome back, Congressman.
Good morning. Good to be with you all once again.
Yeah. How do you think gun control would be received in your former district in Georgia if they came and said, you need to turn in this gun and this gun, and by the way, we're going to tax new guns at 30% and ammunition at 50%? How would all of those proposals go over?
They wouldn't. The people in Georgia, and I expect the same with people all over this country, except in bonkers places like San Francisco, would rebel against such nonsensical policies that are against everything in our Constitution.
Now, what happens? There's some reporting now that the latest shooter in Texas, this 36-year-old shooter in Texas, had a long history of mental illness. He was spiraling downward from what we read. He was not legally allowed to own firearms, had failed a background check in 2014 for criminal activity, also rejected, we're told, for mental issues previously, and yet somehow he got his hands onto some guns. My question is this: if we learn that this guy bought this in a private sale with no background check, it's going to be awfully hard to argue against universal background checks in many circles, is it not?
It's not hard to argue against universal background checks. It is hard to argue that the current system is working properly. That's the real issue here. Why is bad information getting into the system and bad results coming out of it? Congress, for example, you probably recall, passed a year ago a bill called the NICS Fix, short for the National Instant Check System, Fix System, designed to strengthen some of the provisions in the current background system so that it works better, so that problems like you just recounted are stopped. What I would urge is for Congress, the Senate, the House isn't going to, but have the Senate call up to the Senate Judiciary Committee, the Attorney General and the Assistant Director of the FBI responsible for the NICS system, and ask them directly, is this new system working? Did these fixes take hold? Have you implemented them? If not, why not? And if they have been implemented, are they going to stop these sorts of problems like we just saw and that we saw a couple, 2 years ago in Sutherland, Texas, where somebody used a firearm to commit mass murder
right,
and should not have had it?
That's because he had been dishonorably discharged from the military, was not eligible to own firearms, and yet his information had never been entered into the computer. So you have those problems that exist as well. You have people that go around the system potentially, but also those that are never entered properly. How do you prevent that from happening?
Well, for one thing, you hold the people who are supposed to input that system and who don't, you hold them accountable. You fire them if they are government employees, you fine them, and if they do it willfully and deliberately, you can prosecute them. That's one of the things that the system, that the NICS Fix system moved forward to do. That new change was set to go into effect this summer. I'd like to know from the authorities in the Trump administration, has it gone into effect? Are you now taking more better steps to stop these problems from occurring?
So let me ask you this. When you look at a universal background check, which would mean for most firearm transfers, maybe not with close family relatives, but if the guy down the street came to me and wanted to buy a shotgun, we'd have to fill out the yellow form. The yellow sheet would have to be filled out and taken to an FFL for review and run through the NICS system. Do you think people in Georgia would support that? I mean, statistically speaking, you look at polling, it looks like the majority of Americans support the idea of universal background checks. I think they're probably going to happen. What are your thoughts?
I don't think it's going to happen, at least so long as the Republicans maintain a majority in the Senate and so long as we have a Republican president. That obviously could change if those numbers change. The problem is these are constitutional issues and should not be decided by polls. They should be decided by a careful consideration of what is constitutional and what isn't. The people in Georgia, I looked at one of these federal proposals for universal background checks, and on the surface, it sounded great. Well, there's an exception in here, it says, for close family members. Well, then you read the fine print in these proposals, and the person has to basically consider whether or not in their mind and the mind of somebody else, they might use that firearm, whether it's a shotgun or a rifle or a handgun, for improper purposes. I mean, that puts a ridiculous burden on these individuals, sure. Family members.
Right, because if you sell a gun under that circumstance without a background check and they do something with it, even if they would have passed a background check, then they put you on the hook for it. Then you look at taxation schemes by, Elizabeth Warren and others, 30% tax on guns, 50% tax on ammunition. I don't know of any other provision in the Constitution, any constitutional right that I have to pay a tax in order to exercise that right, a sales tax, for example, or an excise tax. I'll give you the last word.
What you're talking about in taxing people's exercise of their Second Amendment rights is exactly why we had a revolution with Great Britain. They tax paper. They tax the ability to exercise one's ability to communicate. That's why we have the First Amendment. That's also why we have the Second Amendment.
Congressman Bob Barr of Georgia, always great having you here, formerly representing the 7th Congressional District there for 4 terms. Congressman Bob Barr, look forward to talking to you again.
Likewise here. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. All right, we're winding down towards the end of the second hour here. Of course, hour number 3 on the way. Congressman John Molinar will be joining us to talk about these topics and so much more. And for those on America's Voice, sorry, you're not going to catch that. The people on Michigan Talk Network will. But we'll have some final thoughts for you. We're not quite done with our second hour here. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Find out more at stevegruber.com. You can drop me a note there. You can also go to Steve Gruber Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We'll be right back.
September is weight loss and body contouring month at Wyckoff Wellness, and it's your chance to drop pounds, lose inches, save some money, and find the new you. In September, save 20% on their HCG and ketogenic weight loss programs and save 20% off Virju body contouring and cellulite reduction packages. Wyckoff Wellness is here to help you reach your weight loss and body contouring goals, and September is the best time to get started and save 20%. Call 517-333-7270 or go to wyckoffwellness.com.
For more than 65 years, Enbridge has been safely delivering the North American energy you rely on to fuel your vehicle, heat your home, and power commerce and manufacturing. We're proud to be a part of communities across Michigan and contribute millions in local property taxes each year, which helps support schools, emergency responders, and local government needs. At Enbridge, we're helping to fuel your quality of life. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Michigan. Enbridge. Life takes energy.